ready? In 3, 2, 1, let go!
The energy in the air that day was the result of more than 3 months of meticulous preparation on the part of contestants, who were tasked with programming a Lego robot to complete an obstacle course on a 4x8 game board. The competition was fierce and involved last-minute adjustments between matches.
I mean, the whole thing fell apart and now it's rebuilding it, and we got 15 minutes until our match.
There were 20 teams competing from 13 schools across Southeast Alaska, a significant growth since the first competition of 12 teams from Juneau and Hoonah. In addition to the competition, the teams must also complete a project which focuses on developing research and innovative thinking skills. The theme this year was Food Factor.
Old McDonald had a fuck. He was tired of his plain old
egg. The project winners this year were the Egg Stream Experts, who tried to figure out which method preserves eggs the best, landing on smoked canned eggs as their solution. JEDC Director Brian Holst says it's important to expose young people to STEM education.
50 years from now, we can only imagine that technology is going to be more and more a part of life. Anything that we can do to better prepare people for the future, that's a wonderful bonus.
Event coordinator Rebecca Park says the competition requires critical thinking. The kids on each team work together to accumulate points on the game board by completing specific tasks. How each team tackles the game board is up to them.
No two robots out there look the same. No two teams are going for exactly the same missions in the same way. So the problem solving and the critical thinking that goes into figuring out these boards is really impressive.
Parks believes the event makes STEM education fun for young people.
It's getting all the teams really excited about science and technology and getting the skills that they need to go into those fields or to apply those skills into whatever other field they go into.
The event also teaches kids interpersonal communication skills, a component known as core values.
It's teamwork and what we call gracious professionalism, just learning how to work with other people and to treat coaches, your competitors, and your teammates.
In this component, Brickopedia was complimented for their good sportsmanship.
They called us Team Awesome.
It was friendly competition all around, even for teams from the same school. The Bacon Eaters and NXT Healthy Kids were both from Riverbend Elementary and deliberately chose opposing names.
They're healthy, we're kind of fatty.
Two of the teams, the Killer Cantaloupes and N2C2, were both formed from members of the same Girl Scouts chapter, which made competition difficult at times.
You want to beat the other team, but then you're like, oh, that's my friend. I've been going to school with them since second grade. Yeah. It's like, whoever wins.
This year's winners were the Killer Cantaloupes, with N2C2 taking a close second place. 10 of the 20 teams were chosen to compete in the state finals held in Anchorage this January. Winners of that event will be able to compete in one of two international opens, one in San Diego at Legoland, and one in Germany. From Centennial Hall, I'm Danny Pearson.
Some left outside, but much of it brought back into the home base.